Bet on love and let it ride.
When we go to Vegas, we don't bet on love. We just bet on sports games. John Denton, former NFL quarterback, here with me every Tuesday and Thursday with some sports betting insight. Johnny D, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing good, Dave. Getting closer to the big game on Sunday. Getting excited.
Me too. And there is so much that you can do with this big game. We have both talked about some prop bets. You've got some stuff for our listeners this morning, some player props, some game props, and of course we'll have to get you nailed down for your Super Bowl prediction. Let me just ask you this, John, because this story is emerging, and it's, I would say, concerning for the Kansas City Chiefs and concerning for the NFL. The Chiefs' barber tested positive for coronavirus. This is the same barber that had 20 people, including Patrick Mahomes, lined up to take a haircut. During the haircut of backup center Daniel Kilgore, the Chiefs' barber was actually pulled once that test came back positive. Kilgore essentially said, well, finish the haircut. They were wearing masks. He's out. He's out, as well as DeMarcus Robinson on the COVID-19 protocol list. John, how concerned should Kansas City and the NFL be about this situation right here?
Well, I mean, losing a key cog of the offensive line for Kansas City is obviously, it's frustrating just to hear it happen right before. And everybody's, you know, Stephen A. Smith, I heard him shout, Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady better not go near any single human being other than themselves for the next 2 weeks. I think this is, I don't think it's unexpected. I don't think it's shocking. I just think it's the sign of where we're, you know, the times that we're in. And, you know, unfortunately, good thing you didn't get through half the starting offense, and we're out with more people, which you never know. You never know with some of this contract tracing. You got still got 72 hours before the game or whatever it is. If somebody else comes on the protocol list, I would not be surprised by any means.
So what happens if, and this is, of course, something that nobody wants to see happen. We don't even really want to openly discuss its possibility. But what happens if Patrick Mahomes has to go into COVID protocol? What happens if he tests positive for coronavirus? What then? What does the NFL do? Do they pause the Super Bowl? Or they just play it? I mean, what do they do?
I think you still have to play it. I mean, I don't think,
I guess
again,
you, do.
You still have to play it. I don't think, now again, the entire team, or, you know, you're not able to field the team and it becomes a health issue, like a safety issue or something of that nature. Yeah, I understand. But a couple players, even if it is your starting player, they didn't make any exceptions for, Lamar Jackson when he was out this year, and some other players. I don't see why they would make an exception for this game. I think they would play it, no doubt.
Yeah, I think they would have to. The health and safety thing you mentioned, John, I was going back in my mind's eye to that New Orleans Saints-Denver Bronco game, and they didn't care a lick about health and safety. They let a dude just play quarterback, had never even seen a football in his hands. I don't know if they'd really even care. It's wild. This whole year has been crazy, and we just keep seeing these things pop up, and it's like, oh, all right, well, gotta be careful about that. So, John, let's talk about some of these props, player props, and then we'll go to game props before we get your Super Bowl 55 prediction this morning. What are a couple of player props that are standing out to you that might have some value that might interest some of our audience?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll obviously focus the quarterbacks, right? It's what everybody's going to focus on, and I think it's going to be the most exciting storyline of the game, and I'm going to go with two player props there. I like Brady over 2.5 TDs. You're getting plus 140 on the money, and he's thrown at least two touchdowns in a majority of his games this year. He's thrown three in a few of the last 10 games that he's played in. Their offense is averaging 34 points a game right now. Chiefs secondary is somewhat, I wouldn't say undervalued, but they're definitely not in the top 10 of the league. So there's going to be some opportunities for him to take some shots downfield. And again, 2.5 TDs. All I need is three touchdowns from Tom Brady in a Super Bowl. I think I'll take the plus money on that one.
The other one I'm really looking at
them, and maybe even betting both of them again. Mm-hmm. When you talk about the MVP race of the Super Bowl, 30 of the last 54 winners of the MVP race have been quarterbacks. This is going to be the quarterback showdown of the century, of all time. If any one of these receivers goes off, guess who's throwing the ball, right? Unless you have a running back that rushes for 150, 180 yards plus and a few touchdowns, I think you're still going to see talk with the MVP. So Patrick Mahomes is an even plus 100, so you bet 100, you win 100.
Yep.
And Tom Brady is actually plus 210, plus 220. Some places you can get him at plus 250. So, again, I think that that aligns with, again, whoever you like to win the game, right? If you're a Kansas City bettor, you like Kansas City minus three, right? You might as well throw Patrick Mahomes in that bet with you, or, you know, put a little money on the MVP race for each one of those guys.
I like that. And see, with the plus money, John, let's just pause real quick here, because our audience members might wonder, well, how does that work out differently than a favorite? Well, plus money is, like you mentioned, you get that plus value. You lay 100, you get that plus value, whatever that is. So for Patrick Mahomes at a straight plus 100, that's fantastic. And for Tom Brady, you said, what was the consensus number? I'm just trying to jot all this down as we're going.
It was 210 was the consensus number across the board. It was about, okay, 210, 220, plus 210. And some places, like I said, even with the line of the game, you can get a plus 3.5 at BetMGM, where you can get plus three at, like, a Stations or a, sure, William Hill, sure, right? So shop around a little bit. You might be able to find a little bit more favorable line.
Yeah, I'm looking at VSIN Live right now, and it seems that the consensus at all the shops in Vegas, if you're actually going to be in Vegas for some reason for this year's Super Bowl, are staying pat at about three. But BetMGM is also the place, John, where the largest Super Bowl wager that I have ever seen has come in on. $2.3 million was placed on Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to cover the 3.5-point spread. That was a BetMGM wager. I was a little surprised that book took that number. I mean, do you think that shows you just how much volume is coming in on Kansas City this year?
Oh, yeah. Well, you mean on Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay, excuse me, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, again, you're going to see these one-off bets across the board. You know, I know some buddies that work in the gaming industry in Vegas, mm-hmm, and those are common, right? You only see those every now and then when someone posts it on social media, but there's guys walking up with bags left and right Monday through Sunday here this week with, you know, 100,000 in cash. It's normal to drop, you know, money line Tampa Bay 100,000. You know, it's a wash to them. It's probably their winnings for the year, right, that they're gambling,
yeah, yeah,
to upgrade, right? And I think, you know, when you think about it, 50% of this game's wagers are on prop bets. So it's very high public, you know, focused bets with the props, too. So keep that in mind.
John Denton joining the program this morning. And John was an NFL quarterback, a CFL quarterback, and he's been in Vegas for a long time. We like to talk sports betting with John Denton twice a week here on the show. John, so what about some game propositions? What are you liking for the game itself? Because we looked at the Brady touchdowns, Mahomes and Brady's MVP chances there. What about game props? What do you like in that respect?
Man, you could start to go dizzy when you start to look at some of these game props. And I scrolled through them again this morning to see if there was anything that I might have missed that I liked and that I was jotting down. And again, I had to go get a second cup of coffee to look at the screen. But I picked two out this week that I've already placed bets on. And the first one is I'm laying under 10.5 penalties, accepted penalties. So in the first game, there was either 16 or 18, I can't remember, accepted penalties. And if you remember that first matchup, it was very sloppy, a lot of offsides, a lot of false start penalties that accumulated. I think there were 6 or 7 false start penalties there, mm-hmm, alone. In Super Bowl, you're going to see these teams tighten up. You're going to see a little bit of conservativeness at the very beginning. You know, these teams have practiced 2 weeks. They're on point. You're not going to see some of these little measly little penalties as you, yeah, did the last game. So yeah, I really like the under 10.5 accepted penalties. The other one I like is more points scored in the second half than the first half. And they might think, duh, you know, normally, but you're getting pretty good odds on it. And I think it's changed, but you're going to have to lay a little bit of juice. I think it's about 160. So you're going to have to lay 160 to win 100. But I think when you look at the way these two teams are built and where they're matched up, is that they're going to have a lot more chances in the second half,
yeah,
to score some points. And I really like that game proposition there.
I like that a lot too, John, and it's funny that you led us right there, because the one play that I'm considering making for this year's Super Bowl is on the first half itself. Tom Brady is a very slow starter, especially in the Super Bowls, okay? Tom Brady usually in the Super Bowls, the 9 that he's played, comes on in the second half. We've seen this time and time again. The total for the first half opened at 28. It's just been bet down a half point, John, in most spots to 27.5. I'm looking at playing that under 27.5 total for the first half. I think a bulk of the scoring is going to happen in the second half, in the third and fourth quarters.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think, like I said, one I was looking at is even a scoreless first quarter. You can get, like, plus 1,200, you know,
wow,
if if it becomes a kind of a defensive, and that's what all the experts and some of the sharp analysts are predicting, is the under, right? A defensive mm-hmm. battle, especially after these two teams have played already this year. I'm on board with you there.
Well, it could definitely be looked at as an under if Patrick Mahomes doesn't play. What was that guy's, who was his backup again? Is it Chase Daniels that is playing backup quarterback for the Chiefs? I believe it is right now. I would definitely go that scoreless first quarter if that happens to be the case, but I don't think it will. I like that this game will be close to the total. I just don't think it's going to reach quite the total number that it is, which is 56.5 right now. And I wrote an article about that, John, and how totals in the Super Bowl over the last 10 years, when they're over 50.5, it's gone under to the tune, I think, of three out of the four times it's gone over the 50 total, it's been an under play. And so, I don't know. I think it's going to get close to that. I just don't think it's going to be as high scoring as people say. So what do you think the final score is going to work out to be? If you had to guess right now, Madden predicted this thing last night, 37-27 for Kansas City. Where are you at with this?
I follow two guys that are sports analysts. They're data predictors, they're modelists. So what they do is they run this game through a 100,000 scenarios.
Yeah.
Right? And one of my guys and the other guy is coming out to about 31-27 Tampa Bay.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
So
one
guy has 30-27, the other one guy has 31-27. So these guys have made, made some good money over the course of the last 10 years doing what they do. And, I'm tending to agree with them here when you're talking about Tampa Bay. I think the chips are aligning right for Tom Brady. I don't know. It's just one of those things from a quarterback thing. But that's also my play. I'm taking Tampa Bay +3.
Okay.
I've already bet them. I tried to get them at 3.5. I was a little late to the gun and making my decision. But I think when it comes down to it, I looked at it really hard, and I think rushing yards, passing yards per attempt, turnovers, and time of possession are usually the four indicators of winning, usually football games, but Super Bowls in general. Those four, when the data analysts go back and they say those are the four statistics that really mean, that are weighted the most. If you win 3 out of 4 of those, Dave, you're 39-5 straight up.
Wow.
So, in Super Bowls. So, rushing, I think they've got the advantage. I think Tampa Bay has got the advantage. I don't know about the passing yards per attempt, but turnovers, they can turn Mahomes over a couple times. And, Tampa Bay is notorious for winning the time of possession this year in most of their games. So
I like it.
That's my play.
I like it, man. And I think that makes a lot of sense, especially when you consider what John was mentioning early, the value that you're getting on these bets, especially the props like Brady over 2.5 touchdowns at +140, Mahomes on the MVP line +100, Brady at +210. These are ways for folks to make good coin off of a smaller bet. John, this has been a lot of fun. I really appreciate your time and your input. This is a well-researched sort of a take here for us. I'm leaning Tampa Bay +3.2 too. One thing that I did look at was Tom Brady's deep ball this year, because everybody said, well, his arm is going to be shot. He won't be able to go deep. Would you be surprised to know that Tom Brady is actually better on the deep ball this year than Patrick Mahomes? He's had more success, more completions, and overall a better time of going deep. So you know what? You might be onto something. The stars could be aligning for Tom Brady. Wouldn't that be wild? 7 Super Bowls, John. That's more than any other NFL franchise in the history of the league if he wins.
Yeah, and I think we talk about offense, right? And that's going to be, the quarterback position. But I'll leave you with one last thing. The reason why it turned me on to Tampa Bay is that their defense is 5th in the league in defensive value over average, where Kansas City's is 22nd.
Wow.
So you're talking about a top-tier defense versus a bottom-tier defense. Offense is wash. I go with the defense and the points.
Well, we saw what the Tampa Bay defense could do to the number one offense. That was the Green Bay Packers. And boy, they made that Green Bay offensive line, which was much ballyhooed coming into the matchup, look like they were just in tatters. And so I get you. The defense for this one could be a big to-do. John, have a great rest of your day. You and I will, of course, be catching up over the weekend. But thanks for all of your time, your input, and all of your information. It is awesome to hear from you. And like I say, have a good one. Enjoy yourself inside. I know it's snowing in Iowa, and it's going to start snowing here too soon.
Oh, yeah, awesome, man. It's been a great football season with you, Dave. I look forward to it next week.
All right, sounds good, big guy. Talk to you then. John Denton, former quarterback in the NFL, the CFL, the Arena League, and, of course, for the UNLV Rebels in Las Vegas. Speaking of